Joining us now with a look at the futures market is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you make of the trade thus far this morning after the pit opened and we saw the numbers at 7:30?
I'm not sure if today's report would have had much importance if the rains weren't in the forecast and we weren't seeing some rains right now on the radar screen, Dave. So I think I'll start with that. But since we do have rains in the forecast and rains on the radar screen, I think this afternoon's trade is going to be big. And I'm going to boil it down to what the technicals say, because we're at the end of the week and the end of the month and the end of the quarter. And I think that this is where the weekly highs in December corn of 656 and three quarters and November beans of 1439 and three quarters need to be taken at face value. In other words, if on wetter weather and what I would perceive as mostly a bearish report or a report at least that did not feed the bull, I think you're in a situation where it would make sense, it would be hard to take the weekly highs out given what we've gone through the last week as far as the near vertical ascent of the market so far. But if we do take those highs out, I will take that at face value and say this market is not done rationing demand. This market is not done trying to bring supplies down with it.
Well, we're 637 and a quarter on the December chart as I just looked at it, so we're not that far off.
No, and you know, we were at 655 shortly after the report, and I think the corn report got the best report numbers. I think the stocks report were substantially supportive from a standpoint that the USDA is acknowledging probably a little bit lower carryover for the 2011 crop. And I think more importantly, and I didn't catch this until about 5 or 6 minutes into the reading the report, was, yes, we got the 96.4 million planted acres, but the harvested acres were actually dropped from 89.1 in the WASD report earlier this year to 88.8. And then we didn't get anything like that in the beans. And I would say the beans at 76.1 million planted, a higher harvested acreage number as well. And most importantly, the stocks number at 667 actually went above the trade estimates on the Dow Jones report. So I'm going to stick with the program that the beans, at least for the next 10 days, are probably the most susceptible to the downside, especially if the rains come. Now, if the rains don't come in 10 days, the beans will, I think, be an extremely supportive feature to the market, and the trade will have to start to contend with the idea that we're not even close to a 43.9 yield, given the double crops, the size of the double crop acres that we saw this morning, and we could very well be trending towards below a 40 bushel yield, but I think that's still 10 days away.
There's a question for Joe Persaki on Commodity Week this afternoon when we record, but given all that's happened in June, do you think that we'll need to resurvey for soybeans for August report?
I do think they will, because I think you'll be getting some FSA, you'll get some heads up from FSA people that are talking about crop insurance being adjusters being out, and probably what would be record numbers would be my guess. I mean, this is where it goes back to what we talked about a week or two ago. Bearing in mind that I've had the 157 yield for the last 7 months and a 1.2 billion bushel carryover in 2012 corn for the last 7 months, I think this is where it goes back to. In corn especially, I think that the demand side of the trade, and also the based upon the government statistics, are probably caught more outside the market, and they're really wanting a pullback, Dave. So I think that if I were a hedger, I would be in the mindset in the next 10 days that a break, a technical break or a rain-related break in the market will probably be bought below the market in the corn, whereas in the beans you're not so sure. So I'm still kind of on the mindset that we're still in a 1988-type environment, at least for the next 10 days, where the corn has been hit, and it's not going to be reversed. Maybe we can hold on to some yield, but I think in terms of the beans from the clients I speak with around the corn belt and bean belt, they feel like that they can reflower their beans, and if they have a decent-looking stand right now, they can still hold on to an average, maybe even in some cases a slightly above-average yield.
Are there any nuggets in the quarterly grain stocks report that we need to take away and put in our back pocket for later?
Well, I think it goes back to the 2011 carryover makes the cash market a lot more tight now with this grain stocks report. So I would just reiterate what we've talked about for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and we've seen this this week. Champaign, Illinois basis dropped about 10 cents in corn this week for June, July, but that basis was increased by 10 cents in the far-off contracts of the September in October. And I think that's what you're going to continue to see, Dave, is you're going to probably see this continuing pattern of, as we get closer to the early corn crop that was supposed to be so big, because the 2011 stocks are lower and the grain stocks report this morning suggested that exactly right, that we're going to see the basis play a lot bigger role. So when you're looking at a 25, 30 cent under basis as of last week for September, October, or October, November delivery, you're probably going to have to start to assess that and say, okay, how high can that go in the central corn belt? My take is that you could actually see a swing from 30 under to 30 over, something historic like we saw in 88 or something like we saw in 95, 96.
Seems to me you might see 12, 13 carry in for corn well under 800 million bushels.
And not only that, but keep in mind, a lot of people have talked about the bigger Brazilian corn crop, and I would say keep in mind they did have a freeze down there earlier in the month of June. Some of my contacts down there say that did more damage than the trade understands, and I think we've also left off the table that we also had a tight crop in Argentina. So I would say if you back up to the global coarse grain stocks to use ratios, you are at historic levels and you don't have the wheat as negative a fundamental force at all, especially with the Kazakhstan and Russian and Black Sea news that we've gotten here the last week or two.
So does the September corn duck quack more like July or more like December?
I think we've set it up that we will quack more like July, Dave. And this is my assessment, both the domestic ethanol, domestic livestock from the cattle on feed report in particular last week, and the global end users. I think the end users across the board, whether domestic or global, have been caught short here and have bought more into the official numbers, and I think they've realized that they are caught short and they're looking for a way to get back in the market and buy their needs for the August, September, and early October time period. So that's why I think that September is more important.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana.